What's up, guys? I'm Jared Lopes, and you're listening to the Dad Tired Podcast, where I'm helping everyday families learn how to follow Jesus in everyday life. How's it going, guys? Jared Lopes with you back here on the Dad Tired Podcast. It's good to be with you. Thanks for hanging out with us today. If you stumbled upon this podcast by accident, or maybe somebody pointed you to the podcast and this is your first time listening, just want to say hello and welcome. I'm really glad to have you here hanging out with us. Dad Tired is a group of guys from around the world who are taking their faith, their family, and their marriage very seriously. There are hundreds and hundreds of these guys scattered throughout the world, and they are just committed to being the best husbands and men and fathers that we could possibly be. So if you are a husband or a guy and you'd like to be part of the community that we have going and growing, we would love to have you. The best way to do that is to go to dadtired.com and click the community tab, and it will link you over to a closed Facebook group where there are over 1,000 guys, again, from around the world who are taking this stuff seriously. So go to dadtired.com, click the community tab, and that will link you over to the closed Facebook group. When you do that, sometimes it's helpful to shoot me a message. You might see the moderator, or if you see Jared Lopes on Facebook, maybe just shoot me a message and let me know that you found the group through Dad Tired and you'd love, or through the podcast, and that you'd like to come hang out with us. That helps me kind of get through that approval process a little bit quicker when I know you listen to the podcast and that's why you want to come over. Anyway, we'd love to have you part of that group. It's a growing group and really cool. There are guys on there every week who are confessing sin, encouraging each other, praying for each other, all that good stuff. Again, we'd love to have you be part of that. If you are a gal and you're listening to this podcast, maybe you came from the Mom Tired group, which is a community of women on Facebook that my wife runs that group. You can search that group by just searching on Facebook for Mom Tired. It's a closed Facebook community as well, and there are tons of women on there who are connecting with each other and being shaped by the gospel. So lots of resources for you, whether you are a guy or a girl. But at the end of the day, we're all about Jesus. We recognize that he's the main personality. He's the main character of the story, of life, of humanity. And so everything we do is trying to figure out who he was, who he is, and what that means for our life, and kind of live under the way that he originally designed things to be. So that's what Dad Tired's all about. We'd love to have you be part of it. This episode of the Dad Tired Podcast is brought to you by Audible, which allows you to get 2 free audiobooks if you use the Dad Tired link. You can go to find that by going to dadtired.com and clicking the podcast tab, and you'll see a link there. I also have a couple other sponsors from the past and past episodes, and all those offers are always still available. You can find those by clicking the offers, the resources tab on dadtired.com. And there's all kinds of like deals on there. So anytime I'm working with a sponsor or somebody sponsors the podcast, there's always a deal or an incentive for you, meaning you get some kind of like reward or discount or something for signing up for something. And that helps me as a podcaster, but it also helps you. I only have people sponsor podcasts that I think would be relevant to you guys. So, I'm not going to have some random person's or company sponsor the podcast if I don't think it's going to be helpful for you. So everyone's been kind of vetted for that. And anyway, go to the resources tab and you can see all the different sponsors that we have and different links or any kind of coupon things that people have hooked up for you. Today's podcast is a little bit more personal. It's gonna feel like I'm talking about myself a lot, which I try not to do. I try to be really general and speak kind of in general terms for anyone that's listening. So today's gonna feel a little bit more personal because I've had kind of a heavy week. It's not been a hard week or a bad week, but it has been a heavy week. And so I'm gonna talk a little bit more personal. But I promise if you stick around towards the end, I'm gonna try to give you some points that I think are applicable to anyone, guy or gal, but you know, especially dads and husbands and men. I'm always trying to speak to you first. So, but stick around if you get bored with any of my stories today, and you're like, dude, where the heck are you going with this? I will try to like tie it all in together. So I just wanted to give that forewarning before we start today. But to give you a little bit of context of the week and kind of why this week has been a heavy week. I've mentioned this several times on the Dad Tired podcast, and on the website and different things I've written, blogs and stuff I've written, but I've kind of alluded to the fact that I was raised by my mom, a single mom, and I have three sisters, older sisters. I'm the baby boy, so I was the only boy in the house. And my dad left when I was two. And he's a musician to this day. He became a full-time musician. He started playing music really seriously, actually, at 13 years old. And at 17 years old, he quit his senior year of high school to pursue music full-time and has done that every single week and day of his life since he was 17. He's actually done very well in music and has been able to survive his whole life by playing music. Really talented, phenomenally talented man. And so he's always played music his whole life, and but he decided to choose music and a musician's career over kind of being a family man. And so he stepped out of our lives when I was 2 years old and kind of pursued. He pursued his own thing. He did his own thing. Since then, I've never had like hard feelings towards him. I really grew up most of my life thinking that that didn't actually affect me at all. When people said, you know, what was it like not having your dad around? I really couldn't make any clear direct ties as to how that personally affected me. I didn't know. I had no idea that that had a direct effect on me. I assume that it did. You know, I'm smart enough to realize like not having a dad around affected me. I just couldn't make direct connections onto how it affected me. And I never harvested bitter towards him. My dad, we didn't have a ton of communication because he was always busy and doing stuff. But when he said he would show up, he showed up. And when he was around, he was really loving and engaged. It just was rare. He was very rarely there. So I just didn't have a dad really growing up at all. But did not grow up my life like angry towards my dad. I've met a lot of men, guys who have that, you know, that they just feel like anger and resentment towards their dad, or that maybe they had, I know a lot of guys that had really abusive fathers and they just hated them. So I can relate to not having a dad around. I can't relate to like being angry at my dad. And if you've listened to the podcast or, you know, kind of been following along on Dad Tired at all, you know that 2015 for me personally was sucked. It was like the worst year ever for me in my life. I just I won't go into all of why. I've shared kind of sporadically throughout podcasts and blogs, but it just sucked as a in a year. Actually, if you are at all interested as to why, which you know I don't know if you would be, but if you are, I wrote a blog called "Wives: The One Thing You Must Do for Your Husbands." And I kind of talk about why it was such a hard year for me last year. But anyway, it was a crappy year for me. I was living. I've spent 11 years as a pastor, but it was my first year of my adult life that I was not employed by a church full time, and I was really just rebellious. And I was far from God. I was far from my wife. I was far from my family. It's just a really crappy year. And at the end of that year, I realized, like, man, I should probably go to counseling. Like, I should probably try to get my stuff together and figure this out because things are not going really well. This sucks. So I started going to counseling against all my pride and stuff. I figured that there's nothing a counselor that could tell me that I haven't told somebody else or helped in some other way, but swallowed my pride and decided I needed some help and went to a counselor. And it was the first time going to the counselor that I realized, like, my dad's absence had a really significant role in my life. And one of the biggest ways, and again, I don't want this podcast to be totally about me, but I am trying to give you some context here. One of the biggest ways that it's affected me was I realized that I think God designed family. I think God designed like human relationship and family relationship so that a father's role in a child's life is to be kind of that affirmation. It really is the dad in a family is supposed to be an earthly model of what our heavenly fathers are like. And our job is to continue to model for what our heavenly father is like to our kids, and also to point our kids back to how good our heavenly father is. So it's kind of a dual purpose, in my opinion, and what I believe in scripture is like the role of the father is to, one, model for your kids how God the Father is. So, you know, I continue to forgive my son because God continues to forgive me. So when my son thinks about forgiveness, he sees that dad is relentless and unwavering in his forgiveness towards him. But also, that would point my son then back to God. So then I can say, like, son, it's not just me that's forgiving you all the time. It's we have an even greater father, like God, who is continuing to forgive both of us. And the only reason I'm able to continue to forgive you over and over and over is because God continues to forgive me over and over and over. And I want, as your dad, like, I want to point you to an even better dad, and that's God the Father. So I think that that's how God designed the man's role and a father relationship with his kids is as one to model what it's God the Father's like, and then to point the kid, your kids, back to God the Father. So with my dad's absence there, I didn't have that. Many of you who are listening, if you are in my age group, it is likely that you didn't have that either. And so we kind of were missing this gap of what it means to have this kind of unconditional love and validation and security in the comfort in our dads, you know. And so what I did was I searched for that somewhere. And I think I know we all do this in some shape or form, but we all kind of cling to something that we think will give us that validity that maybe our dad was not giving us. So I wanted somebody to tell me that I'm loved, that I'm valuable, that I have worth, that I have purpose, that I have meaning. And I did not have a dad telling me those things constantly and teaching me those things and pointing me towards those things. And so I searched for it anywhere that I could find it. I'd search for it in the approval of other men, whether that be teachers or coach. I searched for it through girls, and especially, you know, when I was young and in high school. And you know, I wanted to validate. I played a lot of music, actually, like my dad when I was that age, and that attracted girls to be around in that environment. And I just wanted them to say, hey, you're valuable. You are worth something. You're talented. You have validity. You matter. And so what I realized when I started going to counseling last year is, like, I've spent my entire life grasping for somebody to give me validation, for somebody or something. And again, that came through bosses. It came through coaches. It came through other man figures in my life, male figures in my life who were over me or had authority over me. Again, teachers, coaches, bosses, whoever. I wanted them to, you know, have this. I put more pressure on them than they probably even realized, because there was, and even more than I realized, because there was this void in me of wanting that sense of validation from a man. And I didn't realize that I was doing that until I'd gone to counseling, and this counselor had kind of pointed out my blind spots, and it was really super, super revealing. I'm like embarrassed by how much it has, like, a very direct correlation on my life and the way that I was living my life, so much so to the fact, like, I noticed in every single scenario that I'm in my life on a day-to-day basis, I am constantly searching to feel like I have validation in every situation. As simple as, like, I can be at the barber waiting to get a haircut, and another guy can walk in, and immediately I'm sizing myself up to feel like, am I the most talented guy in the room? I wonder what he does for a living. Am I smarter than him? Could I be more athletic to him? Like, even in more subtle and subtle ways, like, it's sickening, like, how much this has affected my life in everyday situation. But just wanting, constantly comparing myself to other men and to feel like I have value, and trying to prove myself, like, I've got value here. I'm worth something. You should think highly of me because I've got some kind of accomplishments. And just grasping, whether that's on Facebook or in ministry or in sports or you know, some whatever, like traveling, anything I could do to have somebody say, hey, Jared, you're funny, or you're smart, or you're a good leader, or you're a great pastor, or you're a teacher, whatever it is, I'm looking for somebody to constantly say, you have validity. And it's affected me really, really deeply. So that's a long way of saying, this last year was, like, the first time I really figured out, man, my dad's absence in my life really affected me to in the day-to-day stuff. Like, on a day-to-day basis, it actually affected the way that I live my life in the day-to-day, all the way into the core of who I am And for the first time in this last year, I was able to start making like some direct correlations between my dad not being there and how I live my life and how that's affected me. All that to say, when I was in counseling last year, I thought to myself, I want to have a conversation with my dad. I want to have the balls just to like talk to him about this stuff. And again, I was never mad at my dad. I wasn't like angry with him or have bitterness towards him, but I just wanted to talk to him like, Dad, I just need you to like tell me what it was like trying to raise me and why you left. In fact, in the middle of my counseling, I talked to my dad probably once every like 6 months, and they're really brief conversations over the phone. But that was kind of our pattern of talking. And while I was going through counseling and kind of making these direct correlations to my dad's absence in my life, there was one day that my dad called to just kind of give me an update on life and kind of share what was going on in his life. And he was actually telling me a funny story. He was like telling me something funny that had just happened to him that week. And just hearing my dad's voice, I hadn't spoken to him in months. And at that same time, I was going through this counseling where I was thinking about him a lot and his absence a lot. And so he called in the midst of this kind of randomly, and he's telling me this funny story about something that was happening in his life. And I was sitting in the bathroom. I was actually getting ready, and I had, as he's talking, just the sound of his voice, for whatever reason, I've never had this happen, but it was just the sound of his voice. I got so emotional, and I think it's just processing all the stuff that I was processing at the time. And I had to put the phone on mute. Like, he's talking, he's literally telling me a funny story, and I have the phone on mute. And I don't want to be overly dramatic, but I literally like, I sat down on the ground and like was in a fetal position weeping at the sound of my dad's voice. And all I could think of as I'm hearing my dad's voice and he's telling me this funny story, you know, and it's, but all I'm thinking inside was, does this man really love me? And it was the first time I really ever questioned my life. Like, does this man actually love me? Like, he left. He left when I was two, and I have a 5-year-old son. And it was the first time I was like, how could he do this? Does he love me? You know, I'm a 30-year-old man on the floor in my bathroom weeping at the sound of my dad's voice as I realized like there is a huge void that's in my life because of his absence. And so the last, you know, 6 to 9 months have been tough as I've kind of dealt through this stuff. And so my dad ended up calling me a couple weeks ago and saying, hey, I'm kind of doing a road trip with my new wife, and we're gonna drive through up to Canada and through Oregon, and would love to see you and the kids and grab a meal with you. And so that happened. Today's Monday. That happened yesterday. We decided we would go to have a meal together, and we went to this nice restaurant in Portland, and we're hanging out, the four of us, he, his wife, my wife, and we're hanging out, and conversation can always kind of stay a little bit surface, because not because we don't really care about each other, but we just, in many ways, are still getting to know each other. When we see each other, it's kind of weird as that. I've never said that out loud. It sounds kind of weird, but so we're talking, and somehow we got on the conversation of his dad. And I know that from what very little I know, he hated his dad, and he wasn't there. He found out his dad died, and he didn't go to a funeral or anything. He just really hated his dad. And he had kind of started to talk about how much his dad was just a terrible man and was completely absent, and he hated him. And so, oddly enough, that happened on Sunday. On Saturday night, I had a dream that I was going to have that kind of ballsy conversation with my dad about like just talking to him about my childhood. So on Saturday night, I have that dream about having a deep heart-to-heart with my dad, which I literally have never had with him. And then on Sunday, we're at a nice meal, and he's sharing with me about his dad and how much he hated his dad and how much his dad sucked. And so my heart, I could just feel this pit in my stomach, like this kind of my stomach sink as I hear him start to talk about his dad. And I think, okay, like this is it. This is the time that I don't know if there will be another time or opportunity for me to talk to him. And so I just asked him, I said, Dad, you know, with your dad in your childhood, what did you think when you raised me? Like when you had a son and I was born, what were your thoughts on that? And I try to keep it really open-ended and kind of general and maybe a little bit vague. And I think asking that question, my dad knew exactly what I was asking, or at least what I was trying to get to. And man, I feel like I could get emotional just talking about it. Sorry. So I think, yeah, so my dad, he starts to share about his regret and how he had grown up his whole life thinking that he never wanted to be the dad that his dad was. And yet he turned out to be that way. He turned out to be absent in his kids' life and in my life. And he talked about how he regrets that he chose his lifestyle of music in exchange for being involved in my life, and how to this day in his 60s, how he is regretting that decision and how he missed out on all the things that he missed out on. And he apologized that he wasn't there for me. And I told him, you know, as he's saying this, I just start crying in the restaurant. I just lose it in the restaurant and I'm trying to like pull myself together and hold myself together. As I'm hearing my dad say these words and I tell him, I just said, Dad, I've never had hard feelings towards you. I've never, you know, hated you or been angry at you, but I, for the first time in my life, once I had kids, I like started to question, did you really love me? Because I have a son and I can't imagine leaving him. I can't imagine leaving him right now. And I just wanted my dad to like hear that. I wanted him to see my pain and my hurt. And, you know, my dad, he was just so gracious. He was so gracious and in his humility and his apology. And I really believe sincerely that he regrets not being in my life. And he looked at me in the eye and he told me how proud he is of me. Sorry. So yeah, he just told me how proud he is of me and that how much he loves me and how much he thinks about me and cares about me. And so it was just this huge moment of healing. It was this huge moment of healing. And so all that to say, one, it's what's consuming my mind, obviously, the last 2 days. It's been the only thing on my mind the last 2 days. And so one, it's hard to think about talking about anything else on this podcast other than, this, because it's just such a huge deal. It'll be a day and a weekend that I remember for the rest of my life. But to tie that in to like, hopefully you've been able to make some connections to your own life, even in just that story, and in my story, because I think there's a lot of similar stories, here are the two things that I've in the last 24 hours that I've kind of made conclusions on. And I'll wrap up the podcast with these two thoughts. And the first one is this: I remember praying for my dad, and I remember praying for his heart, and I remember praying for our relationship probably for the last 10 to 15 years. And to be honest, for the last like 5 or 6 years, I've just kind of given up. I've given up on any hope of having an actual relationship with my dad, like a real deep connection relationship. I've just kind of assumed that our whole life we would have this surface level relationship for the rest of our lives. And yesterday I was reminded that God is faithful in his prayers and in our prayers to him, that even on the things that we've been praying about, or maybe you prayed for in the past with a lot of faith, I prayed with tons of faith that God would snatch my dad's heart, that God would continue to bring us together or bring our lives together, that he would deepen our relationship. And even though I had forgot about those things, God had not forgotten, one, about my prayers, and two, about my dad. Like God has not stopped pursuing my dad's heart. My dad, I don't think, is following Jesus. But I'm not convinced that he's given up on my dad. In fact, based on some of the conversation we had yesterday, I think my dad is entering into a whole new season of life, and I think God may be still chasing after his heart. And so my first kind of conclusion out of yesterday was, man, God is so faithful that he did not forget my prayers 10 or 15 years ago, that he's been faithful to them even when I forgot them, that God was faithful to answer them. He's been faithful to bring our lives together, that God is the God of reconciliation, that he is making all things new. It's not just that he will make all things new one day, like we just kind of suffer through the crap of this life and then one day everything like explodes and then he'll be back to make all things new again, which he will make all things new again, but I think he's making all things new. I think we're getting glimpses of heaven here on this earth right now. And I got a glimpse of that at this restaurant, that God is in the business of reconciliation, that he takes brokenness and messiness and sin and junk, and he uses it for good and his glory. He makes all things new again. And I got a glimpse of that yesterday, and it reminded me of God's faithfulness. And that song, you know, the Gungor, I don't know how to say his name, but you make beautiful things. You make beautiful things out of dirt, out of dust. And that's what I saw yesterday, that all the crap of my life, of my dad's life, of his dad, all of that, and God had not forgotten us. For his own glory and for our good, he was continuing to make things new again. And so I got a glimpse of God's faithfulness yesterday. That's the first thing. If you're praying for something, if you're praying for someone, your dad, someone in your family, a friend, whatever, do not relent in your prayers, because I know we've heard this 1,000 times, but we're so just stuck in a box of timelines that if we don't see God move in the timeline that we want it to move, we forget, we move on, we lose hope, whatever. But God is outside of time and he is faithful. He is faithful, and we can trust that he's faithful to his own character, that God wants reconciliation. He wants hearts. He wants my dad's heart. He wants my heart. He wants reconciliation, because that's his character. That's the way he designed things. And so when we pray according to his will and his character, like, he's faithful, he wants to answer that prayer. Does God want me to get a new, brand new car and a new house? I don't know. I don't know if that makes sense for his character, but I do know that God wants my heart, that God wants my dad's heart, that God wants restoration. Because that points back to him. That gives him glory. And so God wants to answer these prayers. Do not relent in your prayers, because God will be faithful to his character. And don't give up on things that you're praying for. God is faithful to make all things new again. So that's my first point. My second point is this. The next morning, I woke up and I was, again, I'm kind of a softy, but I was crying in the shower thinking about the night before, how my dad and how God had been faithful and kind of bringing me and my dad's relationship. For the first time in my life, I like felt like I was close to my dad. Like he was like a friend almost. Like I wanted to spend more time with him. I wanted to be around him. I wanted to hang out with him. And in that very same moment, I had this thought. That my dad's love, of hearing him say that he's proud of me, that he loves me, it was one of the most powerful, impactful moments of my life, without a doubt. But at that very same moment, it did not touch the satisfaction that I find in Jesus. My dad's pride in me, his love in me, means a ton, but it doesn't compare, and it didn't go as deep as what I felt in Jesus. And it made me think, like, our kids need us, like, and we need our dads. We need people to like pour into us and to have a sense of pride in us. But at the end of the day, my dad still sucks at being God. If all I had was my dad's pride and my dad's love and my dad's affection and my dad's stamp of approval, but I was still missing Jesus, my soul would still be empty. And even more than I need my dad, I need Jesus. I need the Heavenly Father. I need the reassurance of the Heavenly Father, the God of the universe, saying, Jared, I'm proud of you. I love you. I'm delighted in you. And even though for 20, 30 years of my life, I've been wanting that validation, it did not satisfy my soul in the way that I thought it would. And I shouldn't be surprised, because nothing satisfies my soul more than Jesus himself. And that's my other point to you. If there's something that you need from someone, maybe it is your dad, like you are just hoping, even in maybe subconsciously, that your dad would give you something, or maybe it's your wife, that if they just did this, if they just could start to act that way, or if she just treated you that way, or maybe your husband, if you're a wife listening, that if he just started to do this or talk to me this way or treated me this way or whatever, if he could be more romantic or be more emotional, whatever, that your soul would be satisfied. Let me tell you again, there's not a single human relationship that will satisfy your soul like God can satisfy your soul. The love that you are desiring from your dad, from your mom, from your coach, from your friend, whatever, will not satisfy your soul like Jesus. In fact, it'll continue to leave you empty and wanting more. If there's somebody, it's like, man, I really need this person to forgive me or ask for forgiveness. Maybe somebody's hurt you deeply and you really want their forgiveness and you just like kind of dream about the day that they would humble themselves and say, listen, I'm sorry for what I did. And that would kind of give your soul rest. Listen, it would feel good. Absolutely. I'm not going to downplay that. Like those kind of moments, that moment in the restaurant the other day was a historical moment in my life. It was a healing moment in my life. Absolutely. But it does not satisfy or complete my soul the only way that God can. My dad stepped up. He humbled himself. He apologized. He looked me in the eye and told me he was proud of me. And that was food for my soul, but it does not satisfy my soul. He is not as good of a father and can never be as good of a father as God the Father. Your husband, if you're a wife listening, will never be as good of a provider. He will never pursue your heart. He will never be as delighted in you as God the Father can be and is. Your wife will never pursue you or will never say things to you or will never do the things you want her to do like God can, the way that Jesus has loved you and forgiven you and pursued you. God is always better. That's the short of it. Jesus is always better than what we want human relationship to do. So anyway, it's been a big week for me. And God's continuing to pursue my heart and he's continuing to prove himself faithful. And he drew me back to himself in many ways this week. And I'm grateful for that. I've gone over my time. I hope my story and this week of what God's doing can be of some encouragement to you. Continue to pray for the people that you maybe have given up on because God is relentless in his pursuit of hearts. And remember, in the midst of that, there's nothing that can satisfy like Jesus. Even if all your prayers became answered for all these human relationships, it still wouldn't give you hope and security and comfort like Jesus can. I love you guys. Thanks so much for listening. If this podcast was helpful, would you please rate it, leave a review? It just helps it stay on the front of iTunes and more people get to hear the good news of Jesus that he hasn't given up on us. I love you guys. Thank you for taking the time to listen and be part of this community. Come join us on Dad Tired or Mom Tired on Facebook. Love you. Talk to you later. Bye.